Now for the academic portion of our program. It'll be short because we're running a little late tonight. This is Nisargadatta, January 22, 1980. And Gene quotes Maharaj, "All these discussions are an exchange of ideas and mental entertainment meant to while away the time." This is exactly what Robert's attitude was towards satsang. It was entertainment, spiritual entertainment. What was not entertainment, what was real, was to look inside and find the I am, and to love the I am. Or with Robert, to explore the sense of I-ness, and what is that I? For Nisargadatta was to go into the side, feel its sense of presence, and expand it until it becomes all of consciousness, and you understand the totality of I-amness. And by knowing the totality of I amness, knowing that it is just an object, it's unreal, it's part of the illusion. And the questioner says, "If I don't make some sort of effort, you get nowhere." Maharaj, "Don't think that some progress has to be made. You will continue to do something, even if it is conceptual, but no one who understands that he is already there, what will he do?" The one who understands already that he is beyond space and time, that is, somebody who's awakened, what is there for him to do in terms of search, spirituality? Nothing for him to do. And the questioner says, "Okay, but isn't there a tremendous scope for self-deception here?" The Maharaj says, "Who is this that's going to be self-deceived? Who is going to be self-deceived?" And the questioner says, "The empirical ego." And Maharaj says, and this is so very important, "There is no such entity as the ego. It is not possible for a phenomenal object to achieve something. And this is only a phenomenal object. The ego is only a phenomenal object. It can't achieve anything. It can't achieve awakening. It can't deceive you. The whole thing is deception. The entirety of the mentality of conceptuality is the deception. And the ego is only one part of that deception." Do you get that? Joanne, you look perplexed. Do you want me to explain it again? Okay. Then on page 36, and there's so much good going on in a few pages, but I hate to skip over to go to that. Even beingness is an imperfect temporary phase. That's a question. That consciousness is a product of the food essence body. The body is the fuel on which I amness is sustained. Do you not observe what the body is? Is it not a morsel of food and water? Presently you are embroiled in this I amness, but you, the absolute, are not this I amness. Questioner, what you are saying is, even the I amness, the way you recognize it in the mind, that is not what it is, the way it is actually. Let me try that again. The questioner, what you are saying is, even the I amness, the way you recognize it in the mind, that is not the way it is actually. Maharaj, take it like this. This is as good or bad experience as having a tummy ache or pain in the neck. In my perfect state, I never had a pain. But when the I amness was there, suddenly I felt pain. That I amness will merge, will disappear. I am in the perfect state when I amness is not. I definitely know that I amness was not. Just as I have to suffer chronic ailment, I suffer this beingness. Just understand at what level I am talking, to what level I am leading you. Just imagine the flight to which the spiritual talk has gone. The normal spiritual approach everywhere is to worship this consciousness with so many titles. But to me it is a pain, and I want to get rid of that. And this is what separates the Neo-Advaitins from traditional Advaita. The Neo-Advaitins are filled with consciousness and beingness. They extol it. They worship the beingness and being in the present. And Maharaj says to me, it is a pain and I want to get rid of it. Because he knows his true state, being beyond consciousness, being beyond the drama and the I am. You want one more? July 23rd, 1980. Maharaj says that it is all necessary to all that it is necessary is to be aware. The mind keeps on casting doubts and particularly keeps on saying that there must be more practices or something more to be done. Maharaj, all the activities are in the field of consciousness, the mind, the vital force. The knower of the mind is just a witness. It does not interfere in anything. Guru's grace means knowledge that you are. When you stabilize in this conviction, that will open up and give you all the knowledge, and that is the grace. If you are there, and he's talking about the absolute before consciousness arises, then everything is immeasurably there. You give no significance to the fact you are. You are carried away by all the manifestation, which is the expression of your beingness. If you are there, then everything is immeasurably there. You give no significance to the fact you are. You are carried away by the manifestation, which is the expression of your beingness. Questioner, my tendency is to look outward rather than inward. Maharaj, that is the quality of your I am-ness, not you, the absolute. You have embraced the body as yourself. That also is superficial. You don't know what's happening inside the body either. Correct, I don't know what's happening in my organs or how they act. All the actions happening in the wide world, the samples of all those, are happening in the body, are also happening in the body. Questioner, that which is does not know itself? Maharaj, in that state you do not know that you are. In the absolute state you do not know that you are. With the tool or the aid of beingness, you know you are. The questioner, with the tool we tried to go beyond? Don't try to go beyond consciousness. Only recognize, understand what the beingness is. That does the trick. The proof that consciousness was not lies with you only. You, the absolute, are the proof of that. Spontaneously, uncalled for, this beingness has come. And this beingness is also being witnessed by you, the absolute. Ask questions. You will not have such an opportunity again. Questioner, the urge is not so much to ask questions as to be with Maharaj. Maharaj, that's quite proper. Just by sitting here quietly and listening to the talks, your mind will be annihilated. In case the mind sprouts again, you will forestall it by asking questions. The mind is sprouting, expressing itself with various concepts. Don't identify with that. Let it go. Don't be a customer to your mind's concepts. Hear that? Don't indulge in them. Questioner, things like getting food, eating, regular times, earning money, all these are concepts of the mind and are responded to by the mind. If one does not respond to these things, how does one live? Maharaj, by all means employ the mind, but don't get lost in the mind. Observe the mind. Be a witness to the mind flow. That's enough of the academic portion of our satsang tonight.